This is the time in our quantum evolution course when we're going to look into much larger cycles of human consciousness. Everything goes in cycles, including how humanity evolves. What it means is that there's certain energetic predisposition during a specific time when we're in certain cycle. During that predisposition, we can take the chance and go with it, or we can utilize in some other way and kind of go less with it. That depends on the collective. So we're not necessarily talking about each person, we're talking about larger cycles. And we're moving from the cycle of survival by planning to the cycle of an individual. So the cycle of the individual came before as well, and we didn't quite take it, or at least some people did, but majority of human race on the planet did not. So we're talking about much larger cycles within the quantum evolution of humanity, and it's a spiral. So I want you to think of every time the cycle comes, it's not a repeat. It's every time it can either be higher on a spiral or lower if the consciousness falls. So if it falls, we have to come back and then we go up. If it doesn't fall, like on most planets where the cycle just goes up and up and up, this is how the civilization or the consciousness of species evolves. Humans had a little different path here. We went on a little detour down before we going up. So this is our turning point of going up. Anyway, so this is where everybody's talking about the year of 2027. What is that? That is the turning point of going into the cycle of individuality and the end of the cycle of survival by planning. So I'm going to show you here the larger cycles, and I'm going to show you what this date of 2027 has to do with it and essentially what it means for us, because I'm not so much about attaching to bigger dates. It's more about energetically we're shifting towards. So the closer the years come towards the 2027, the more everything I'm telling you is relevant. And then after the 2027, this is all still relevant because this is the energetics of what we're dealing with in that cycle. Okay? So 2027 is the beginning of the transformation that we will be seeing in human consciousness in the next decades to come. And the key component of that transformation is that you are awakening your individualized expression of yourself in higher vibrations. Okay? So that's kind of the whole point. It's not just that whole idea of Piscean Age where humanity will unite and everybody as one, we will go to the higher vibrations. It's not quite so. We're entering into Aquarian age, and that's all about individuality. So yes, we all collectively will end up going into higher vibrations eventually, probably not in our lifetimes, but each one of us can go into that place ourselves. So then we become the leaders, quantum leaders, of the evolutionary shift, which is what we are here about, to support human consciousness progress into more advanced stages of itself. And if we don't allow this to occur for some reason, like it's inside yourself, maybe you're, stopping yourself from being an individual, you will feel more and more pressure to do it. And this is what right now humankind is experiencing, is more and more pressure into waking up their uniqueness and individuality, and they having lots of issues about it because of that pressure. So some people might actually feel like they're going insane because they are so tribal, so dispersed in their identity to the group, that the current simulation energetics is asking that person to kind of find who they are. And that's a difficult process for some. So there are larger cycles of consciousness at like 400 years old that move through how the humanity awakens, and then there's larger ones in like 400,000 years old. So we have all sorts of variations of cycles here, and it's kind of like a complex clock. Everything fits together. So the reason the 2027 date everybody's talking about is because that happens to be the time where a lot of the smaller cycles fit together with larger cycles and all of them shift. So it becomes like a larger, it's like if this was a clock, we went through many, many hours and now we're kind of like back to midnight. Like it's a bigger shift because everything aligns. Minor shifts happen all the time. There's always something clicking together. There's always some cycles. But this just happens to be a lot of cycles culminating and restarting, resetting. Okay, so as I said, we're moving from the age of survival by planning. This is a big cycle that started in 1615 and going to go till 2026. And we're moving into the cycle of individual, which will begin at 2027 and will go till 2438. So after that, there's a repeat and different cycles and so on. So I just want you to understand for now, I don't even want to look at everything before and after. We're just focusing on that shift because that's where current consciousness of humanity is. So it's not so much about the larger view, it's about these two cycles moving from one to another. Because everything you see on Earth today is about those two cycles having a friction as they are coming to rotation. Okay, this is why it is so important to operate as an individual in your life. This is why there's so many people running around frustrated and angry and disappointed and confused and bitter and upset and lost as to what is right for them. That's because they're lacking that inner navigation. They keep looking for something outside to tell them. And those systems that used to tell them, the tribal systems that designed for that, are falling apart. So then it's not so easy anymore to get the data from outside to tell you who to be or what to do. Now it has to, and eventually literally has to, become more and more internal. Okay, so let's unpack those two cycles just so you understand the parameters I'm talking about. So the cycle of survival through planning. This is about comfort of being in the tribe. So this is all about like families, countries, religions, nationalities, races, all of this stuff that becomes one's identity. Like, oh, I'm comfortable being this person, you know? Instead of I am me, it's I am of this country or of this religion or of this family or from this family lineage and so on. That was all the definition of the age we're living. Also, banking system controlling wealth. This is also the kind of a landmark of the age we're living in right now and that we're going to leave behind, that the wealth was not free. It was organized and controlled by some larger system, in this case, banking institutions and so on. Also, this is the age of large industries. Agriculture on a large scale, factories on a large scale, hospitals that are humongous, and educational institutions, universities being really, really large and kind of taking over everything. So, this is the age that's coming to an end. Another piece of this type of energies we've been living in the simulation is communal belonging to organizations and corporations, where people felt like they have to belong, or belonging was a good thing, desired thing, safety thing, because this is survival through planning. So you could plan your life by being in one company. Like if you work hard, right? And you didn't have to love it, you just had to stay and survive being at the same job, and then you can retire and then hopefully you'll enjoy whatever's left of your life. That was kind of the age of planning through belonging to a larger institution. Also, sacrifice for the good of the tribe. This has been glorified in this age. This has been one of the karmic lessons for a lot of people, and that part is also over. So we are leaving that. But the landmark of this age is the sacrifice of one for the whole. The whole was more important. So one would sacrifice for their family, not have their dream fulfilled or their needs met or their boundaries because of the family needs or corporate needs or country needs or religious needs. And that becomes almost like the way of living. And it's so subconsciously woven into the entire matrix of this era and how people think and behave, and all our stories and fairy tales and desires and religious systems written, everything that has been written pretty much since, 1615, where the age began, has that. Also, this is the age of working for the larger power structure, that you were safe working for. your king, working for your company, for your country, for your family. That's the part that allowed you then to plan by the fact that nothing changed that much. So as long as you maintain the same self-sacrifice, sort of for the good of all, you were sort of okay. So that, even in a spiritual sense, twisted by religion, became ignoring body needs, ignoring pleasure, ignoring anything that is harmonious inside, and essentially being very rigid with oneself to follow some external rule. Okay, so spirituality even kind of went a little bit into that of too many rules, rules, rules. This is the right way to do it. So this whole wounding that you might have about there's only one right answer, I have to know the answer, or if I don't fit in, they will, you know, hate me and push me out of the tribe and then I'm not safe. All of that is the programming of the age that we are leaving behind. And right now, those are the systems that are breaking apart. And this is why the world is a little bit freaking out, because everybody's been relying on this for so long. Okay? So large systems will not be energetically supported anymore after 2027 on the planet Earth. So Gaia and Pi planetary fields literally will not support larger systems. They will only support smaller identity, unique identity based organizations that then can partner together and create eventually a group planetary field, which is where we get to communicate with ETs and other civilizations and finally be welcomed into the galactic community because we start acting mature. Until then, we're still trying to rely on something outside of us, and that of course makes us spiritually children, right? Human race is spiritually a child, it's not a grown-up yet. So this is us moving from the childhood into teenage years of turmoil and hopefully into adulthood. Okay, so simulation is changing. The planetary fields are changing. This literally means that the matrix, or the structure, the crystalline matrix of this simulation will modify as we shift after 2027. They will not hold in place things that not supporting individuality. So somebody can still try to do it, but it would be really, really hard. Big industries, all of those things will, like industries, governments, schools that are huge, medical institutions that are interpenetrating everything and telling people how to be. All of this is going to be breaking down. Okay, so I know it sounds like a lot of chaos, but it's a good thing. People are right now already losing trust in those large organizations. You can see how many people are becoming disillusioned with medical system, with universities, that kind of an education academia system, with banking, money investments in the old traditional way. So we are already shifting away from that. Even if somebody is not like spiritually conscious, they're still noticing this and it's starting to break down. So we're seeing breakdown and disillusioned in political, corporate models, taking health into their own hands. Gurus and all sorts of religious figures are taking off the pedestal instead of like, oh, you know, you the one, bless me, tell me what to do. It's kind of much less now. And even if the figure's kind of traditionally still there, they already kind of lowering a little bit to try to integrate with the tribe that they're leading. So that's already a change. Fake news that's been flooding us for years now, that is also a trigger for people to start to follow their own inner truth and not rely on the external field. If you notice, a lot of this concept of a 9-to-5 job that has been promoted for so long as the only way pretty much to function, nowadays is falling apart. So people are looking much more into entrepreneurship and starting their own businesses, or in alternate way of working for the company that's not a rigid set where everybody comes in office at the same time, but instead it's more fluid. That's all the beginning change for where we are going. All right, now let's look at the cycle of the individual. So cycle of the individual is all about human awakening. This is where we are going. This is a deeper understanding of yourself, of the world around you, of your place in the world, of what your life means. It's a personal empowerment, all the things that we've been studying here in quantum evolution and all the things that you've been about. So individualized versus cookie cutter solutions. This is where we're going. Before, everything was like, here is the template, this is how you do it, just follow that and it works. Now, if you notice, certain things that used to work before don't, even if they seem to be working for years. That's because the planetary systems have changed. So it's only supporting now things that are individuated. Okay, so all the cookie cutter solutions don't work. They now have to be modified, customized, personalized, whatever, in order for them to still be applicable. Also, this is the age we're going into, relying on oneself instead of larger institutions. So for your own health, for your education, for the news that you choose to allow to come into you from information, all of this now becomes your choice. There's tons of stuff out there of the older systems fighting for their survival. So they're broadcasting, they're trying to manipulate to still keep the followers. And where we're going is where people are becoming more aware of that, and it starts to feel really bad to be bombarded with this manipulative stuff, that we begin to shed it. We begin to start to look from, no, that's not for me. Yep, that's for me. This, I don't care what everybody says. This is the way I'm going because it feels right, or this is resonates with me, and so on. This is why following one's design is so important, like what we talk about, the soul contract and your soul design and all these components of who you are. These are pieces that pretty much your inner navigation. So if you understand that, and like I work with that for entrepreneurship, for people who are building business through whatever is their natural contract, their expertise that they're bringing. When we know that, we build from the correct place. But the same applies to your relationships. The same applies to your just life in general, your health decisions. It's following what is right for you internally, not based on some external thing. You can get advice from somebody. You can be in response to someone so that whatever they reflect to you, you receive and then it resonates. So I'm not saying that it all has to like magically drop in. Of course, other people, mentors, whatever support, that's all there. But you become the final say. Not somebody else. Okay. This is also where we generate income through our own uniqueness. So after 2027, entrepreneurship in a form of individual coaches or mentors or healers or whoever building some vision type of business, doesn't have to be spiritual. It could be product based or whatever, but it's based in the something that has higher mission, that has something for the benefit of the planet, benefit of the bigger things, but still based on that individual person and whatever it is that their zone of genius, whatever it is that their amazing gift and expertise. Those are the things that would be supported by the simulation crystalline field overall. Okay, so the changes towards 2027, what will happen is this is where you will not be able to look outside of yourself for answers anymore. So after 2027, that will be, I don't want to say not allowed, but let's just say it will not be supported. If you still try to do that, and you might not, but the majority of humanity definitely will still try because that's part of the growing up, there will be a lot of confusion. So that means, think about it, there will be few people who are able to look inside, who've been trained to do it and who are really good at it. There will be a lot of people who are pushed to look inside instead of outside, but don't know how to do it or don't want to do it. They still want the answer from the outside. Those are the ones who would be running around in confusion. So that creates an opportunity for somebody like you to become a conscious leader one way or another to support exiting that confusion for them. And it also means that it will be a little bit chaotic for a while on the planet as people are settling into following their own way, which they don't really know yet how to do, majority. Also, after 2027, it will not be possible to stay hidden or unexpressed. So what that means is that universe kind of expects you to show up and self-express, because this is the time when you need to be able to, you know, fully be channeling energy of who you are through you and out. So if for whatever reason you are not doing it or somebody is not doing it, they would start to feel like they're being exposed. That, I don't want to say it in a negative sense. It's not like somebody's going to drag you out of hiding, but you'll be encouraged. You will have opportunities that will keep showing, you know, this is the time, this is the time. And for people who are very much insistent on Hiding, there will probably be some scenarios where whatever they think is hidden ends up not being hidden. So that kind of like we're leaving the privacy. Survival was from privacy by hiding. Now we're entering a different kind of concept of privacy. The privacy is now more about you have the right to your own truth. So it's a privacy of your own truth, but it's not hidden anymore. So social media was sort of training wheels for that in sort of an ugly way, but in a sense, that's what it was. It created the avalanche of people just like taking pictures of their food or where they're walking or whatever. Like nothing became private. Everything was exposed. And of course, to the detriment in some ways, but in a collective consciousness, though, that is the imprint of shifting the eras. So we are shifting into the age where you wouldn't feel weird or bad or ashamed about just being visible. It just will feel natural. So in the intermediate pattern, of course, the ones who have that might have a little bit of a trouble with that transition. But afterwards, like the generations that come into that age, that would be totally normal. That is actually a foundational piece for how higher civilizations are. Like they have telepathy or some other means where they interconnected all the time, so nothing is ever hidden. But it doesn't mean that they erase individuality. They have different opinions. They can disagree. They have the right to those opinions. It's just nothing is hidden. So there is no manipulation. There is no survival by not being seen. The only reason we still have that is because we had the tribal thing about you have to belong, and if you don't belong, they will kill you. So then if you didn't belong, you learn to hide what didn't belong. But in the next phase, that is not relevant anymore. So we're shifting out of that. Also, you will not be able to sacrifice for the tribe. So sacrificing is a way to, in this era, was the way to show your power, like I'm strong by the fact that I can give something up to the tribe. And that's not going to be supported anymore in the future. So that means if you try to still sacrifice, you will end up with the power actually being taken away instead of given to you. So anybody who after 2027 and further out, like years from that, will still want to create the sacrificial pattern will end up actually feeling powerless, not powerful. And that would be very much an obvious thing that will resonate through the person so that they become aware of it. So that's also good because we're finally leaving the age of sacrifice. Also, tribe will be strong by the power of individuals, not by a leader. So in this current age, our tribes are strong by the power of the leader. You know, that's the visionary, that's the person who has an idea, and then everybody just follows him or her, and the strength of the tribe becomes the vision of that one person. Where we're going is where each person will have their own strength that is unique, and they would come together in unique pattern that will form a picture, form a vision together. Not that everybody will have the same vision, but that everybody will have a different piece of the puzzle that then, as the puzzle is assembled, is the vision. So then the strength of that tribe, of that newly assembled sort of group, is the strength of the individual. And these groups will assemble for a specific time to do specific tasks. When the puzzle pieces come together, then they go apart. And then they can become parts of other puzzles instead of staying together for a lifetime, sometimes many lifetimes, like we've been doing here, including genetic tribes or religious tribes. All of that is ending towards 2027. All right. So I've already touched on that a little bit, but I will again, before I conclude this segment, is the most profitable professions or ways of generating income after 2027, and already so, but definitely after, for the ones of you who are thinking of maybe career change or maybe stepping into a different role of leadership, just understand that the most profitable thing would be professions where you help other people find or activate or express their uniqueness. So this is could be coaches or mentors who teach people how to connect to themselves, how to look inside themselves, how to find themselves, feel themselves, how to activate that internal navigation thing that we all here already kind of, you know, been working on for a while, and we sort of know ourselves and we can sense which way. But there's so many people who don't know how to do that. So bringing something like this to the world, teaching freedom of inner authority, Not the freedom of like, oh, I don't have responsibility kind of a freedom, which is the older way of freedom, right? To get away from responsibility. So the new freedom is actually inner authority that is self-responsible. It's sovereignty. So any corporation, nonprofit, whatever, small business, individual practice that you have in the future or position in a company that has that vision, those would be supported by the planetary field. Okay, so just keep that in mind when you're navigating ahead. If you're not thinking of having a job, maybe you're already retired or you're at the place where that's just not something on your radar, then this is still the way to serve. We serve by enhancing ability of others to connect to themselves. So the age of somebody comes to you with a question and you give them an answer, that's over. Now it's somebody comes to you with a question and you help them answer their own question by teaching them who they are and how to find that answer within. So that is a transformation that allows us to benefit humanity, especially starseeds, because starseeds naturally have this ability of tuning in and knowing internal individuality and everything, which has been traumatized and not expressing it maybe so much. But now is the time to express it, to show up, to be visible as that. And you will be needed, as in people will be running around confused and naturally gravitating towards people like us who have this internal calm by saying like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I just like this internal stuff. I'm not confused. I'm certain I'm aligned. So people who are not like that will be gravitating to you if you are aligned. So that's how we serve. Okay. So I will see you in the next segment in the spotlight.